Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchos She'ilu Pekudin, the laws of loans and of deposits, which is the second out of the five halachas in the Sefer Mishpatim book of judgments, which yesh pechlon shtei mitzvos say, in the category there's two positive commandments. Yishrenu, the first one is Din HaShoyim, the laws of those who borrow things, and Shniya, the second one is Din Shebechin, the one who's watching, who's the guardian of something for free, without pay. Ubei mitzvos elu, and the explanation of these commandments are beprokem elu in these chapters, which there are eight chapters. The first three discuss the laws of a shoyl, of a borrower, and the remaining five discuss that of the shemechinam, that who is watching without pay. As Rambam gives this parakrish in the first chapter, which discusses the responsibilities that the borrower has, and regarding how long is the period of the loan for. As we begin halacha aleph, regarding the responsibility of the borrower. Hashoyil, if someone borrows kelim or behema, vessels or animals, or similar things, mishor metal mechaber, from all other movable items from his friend, va'avad enignev, and it was lost or stolen, afil nenes in his godel, even if it's something that way beyond his control, kugoyin shenishbra behema, let's say the animal had an injury, or nishbra was taken captivity, or missed, or died, chayiv l'sham akol, he has to pay for everything. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in Shemos, v'chiyishal ishm imre'eyu, if someone's going to borrow from his friend, v'nishbar emeisen, it's going to break or it's going to die. Ba'al of imay, if you don't have a halacha, as we're going to explain, of the owner working for you at that same time that you took the loan, then sham isham, you have to surely pay. So you have to pay no matter what happens. Ba'med v'mum, when do we say this? It's kishenenes shaloi b'shas b'locha. If what happened beyond his control, let's say he died, or they got the injury, if it wasn't at the time that he was doing the work that he borrowed it for. But let's say he borrowed an animal from his friend to plow with it. It died when it was plowing. That is a pot, and then he's actually going to be exempt. But let's say he died before he plowed with it, or after he finished plowing with it. Or he didn't do what it was borrowed for. He either was riding on it, or he was threshing with it, even if it was changing it to something that's an easier activity. Doesn't make a difference. If then it died when he was threshing with it, or when he was riding in it, then he has to pay for the liability. Anything that's similar to this has the same halacha. So if someone borrows an animal from his friend, to go to a certain place, and then it died beneath him when he's on his way to that on that journey. Let's say he borrowed a bucket to draw water with. And it tore in the pit when he was drawing the water. Let's say he borrowed a hatchet to chop wood with. And it broke when he was chopping the wood with it because he was using it to chop. And anything similar like this, he's a potter, he's going to be exempt. Because he only borrowed it to do this activity. And he didn't do anything different than what it was borrowed for. And if it breaks an oinus when he's doing that, for that he's going to be exempt. Someone borrows an animal from his friend and it dies. Now the borrower claims that it died when he was doing the work with it, which we said he's exempt for. So if the place that he borrowed it to go over there was a makom shebnei adam tzuyim shem, is a place where there's frequently many people over there, then yavi roya, then he has to bring a proof that it died or it was an oinus at the time of the work and he didn't do anything different with it, and then he'll be left off the hook because we expect you to have some type of a proof because there's people always there. You have to bring witnesses to say, to prove that what you're saying is true. If it doesn't bring a proof, mishalom, then he has to pay. We don't just believe you. In contrast, if shalom imenu, let's say he borrowed something from him, lamalas ba'afr shabachubasai, to fill up earth that's in his ruin, where there's no witnesses generally found over there, and therefore we don't expect him to have, let's say he borrowed from him a pitcher, lamalas ba'habar b'tech basai, to fill up from the water in his well that's in his house. The nikrabar and the breaks and the tears in the pit. So if he actually has witnesses, then actually he'll be exempt even from the oath that it's what he's saying because he has witnesses. But if not, again, we're not expecting to have witnesses, then yishav hashal shvus hashemim. Then at least the borrower has to swear the oath of the guardians that it died when he was doing the work with it, and then he'll be exempt because again he's swearing to that effect, and that is actually something he's exempt for. In case of anything that's similar to this has the same halacha. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the payment of the damages to the borrowed item and the payment of the food for the borrowed item. So Hashol Kli Mechaved B'Nishba, if someone borrows a vessel from his friend and it breaks, so Shamaloi, we evaluate for him, just like we evaluate when someone damages someone else's thing. which is umdim kama hayu shava shalom. We evaluate how much it was worth when it was intact. Kama shava ata, how much is it worth now? Umachzul hakli or behem ashvuda, and the mazik, the damager, which in this case is the borrower, has the same halacha, gives back that vessel or the animal which broke. Umishal mapchas, and he pays that deficiency, that difference. And b'chein meisa behem, so the animal died, machzan avela, he gives back the dead animal. Umishal mapchas, and he pays the difference. He doesn't pay the whole thing as new. Halacha dalad, meaning the full payment, and he takes the avela, no, he gives that back and he pays the difference. Halacha dalad, hashel behema. Someone bars an animal. So he's obligated to feed that animal. For the moment he draws it for the borrowing period. Until the end of the borrowing period. If he weakened the flesh of the animal, so that's a liability. He's responsible to pay back what he diminished from its monetary value by weakening it. Now, if kachash besarim akmas hamalacha, but if he weakened the flesh, he weakened the muscles of the animal because of the work that he was doing with it, well, then pati is exempt from that, like we said. But Yeshav Shavuos Hashem, he has to swear the oath of the guardian, shemachmas malacha kachasha, that it's because of the work that he did with it that he weakened, and therefore then he'll be exempt. Halacha continues with the extent of the borrowing and the utility of inheritors of the borrowed item. So hashol kli mechabev, if someone borrows a vessel from his friend, oy behema, or an animal stump, without specifying when the loan is going to be over. Hadei hamashul magzidei b'chalish yirtza. So he can go ahead and take it back whenever he wants to. And we don't say that we presume a period of 30 days, that's a minimum only by money. But regarding a borrowed item, so whenever he wants to take it back, he can take it back. Now, sheilas ma'akatz, let's say he lent it for a set period of time, kivin shemashach b'zacha, so once the borrower already drew it and he has the rights in it, then the owners cannot take it back anymore from the borrower until the end of the days that they agreed upon that the loan was for. And even if the borrower dies, the inheritors, they could utilize the borrowed item until the end of that time. And the Rambam says that this is based on logic. Because if someone buys something, he acquires the physical item, an eternal acquisition, for the monies that he gave. Now, makabel matana, someone receives a gift who didn't give any money. He also acquires the body of the entity forever, even though he didn't give anything for it. Now, the equivalent of a buyer and a receiver of a gift is the equivalent of a renter and a borrower. The same thing, but just for a limited amount of time. Vaseicher, someone who's renting something. He acquires the body, not for the body itself, but for its utility, azman katsav, until a set time, but damash nasav, the money that he gave. V'hashayil, who we're discussing also, the borrower is the same thing. Kan ha'guv l'peiroisav, he acquires the entity for its utility, azman katsav, for a set time, even though b'loi lasan klum, he hasn't given anything. So therefore, we make the following comparison. K'shem sha'an noisin k'meicha, just like when someone gives a gift, it's like he's selling it. Shein yoch alach z'balem, we can't back out forever, it's always that person's, even though one gave money, one didn't. So kachamashal kamaska. So too, the lender is like the one who's renting it. Shein yoch alach z'b'teches man, that he can't back out, at least within that time frame of how long it was made up for. Hanich lehem aviyam para ush sh'ula v'mesa. Let's say the father left over them a borrowed cow that he had borrowed, and v'mesa, and it died. So in chayavim bo anseha, the yorshim are not responsible for an oinus that happened where if it died, because they didn't borrow the cow, they didn't accept any responsibility for it. Now, they're responsible if it gets stolen or lost, like a renter, because they have permission to use it, as we said before, and that itself is considered a benefit, like a shem asacha. But for oinsin, that they're going to be exempt. Now, let's say chash v'shish al-bim, let's say they thought it was their father's, they didn't know what he borrowed, what was his, and tevachu v'chulua, they slaughtered, they ate it, and then they find out this was a borrowed cow. So mishama demay basa bazel, they actually pay back wholesale, cheaper, how much cheaper meat costs, which is a third less than how much it goes for in the market. Now, v'menich lemavim nechasim, but if the father left over them an estate, v'meisa ishat v'chu, and it died or slaughtered the two previous cases, then mishalmas demeb nechasim, then they have to pay its monetary value from his estate, the whole value of the cow, and not just the cheap price as it was when he didn't leave over anything, they have to pay, which then they only have to pay a third below the price. Lachav of, regarding what happens if someone borrows something for a specific activity, specific work. So Ashol Kli Mechaveri, if someone borrows a vessel from his friend, Lassabim Melachim plan is to do a certain specific work. So Einam Ashol Yochel Azigam Mitachas Yod, then the lender cannot take it back from the borrower, Achiyasabo Yisam Melachim, until he does that activity. It's like when you set a certain time, that's the objective. Well, let's say the guy borrowed it, the animal from him to go to a certain place. So then the lender cannot take it back from the borrower until he goes to that place and then he gives it back. Someone says to his friend, "Hashileni kardam, lend me a hatchet, an axe, ladu by hapardis to hoe this orchard." So idubay oisapardis bavat. He's allowed to hoe, which is like type of a plowing, like making holes in the ground, only for that orchard. Benirashay ladu by pardisach. He's not go ahead and hoe any other orchard. Bamli pardistam. Let's just said an orchard without specifying. Well, then idubay pardisach is a shirt. So then he could do a different orchard, whichever one he wants. Now shali ladu by pardisim harbe shali. Let's say he borrowed it to hoe many orchards that are his. Then he could go and hoe all his orchards. And even if the iron of the hoe gets demolished, gets destroyed because he was using it so much, he ran it down to the bone, this with all the hoeing, he could just give back the stick of the wood, and something like this, he's not responsible because that was the work that it was doing, even though it totally used up the metal. And he's not responsible for that. Halacha ches. Someone borrows for a period that was unlimited. That is, hashel klim lechaver l'shtamish. If someone borrows a vessel from his friend to utilize it, v'amalein, he says to the lender, hashileini devar pleini b'tevascha. Lend me this item with your good graces. Claim, in other words, inat amashli dabazekedeh kol mashlim. You're not going to lend me this thing like the way all lenders do. El kifi tevis libcha v'nit v'secha, rather according to your gracious and generous heart. That you're not particular regarding the time if it takes a long time. So if they made an acquisition from the lender on this and he's in agreement with this, so the bark actually uses forever until the vessel cannot even be used for its activity anymore. And then and then he gives back the broken or the leftover pieces. But the borrower is not permitted to go ahead and now fix it, to fix it, to make it another time, because it was only this vessel, which once it was used up and broken, it's not it anymore, then he has to give it back. He can't go remake it. That's the end of that borrowing term. Halacha test. Someone says to his friend, lend me this trough of water, the net is and it breaks. So in the Yochla B'nai, so similar to like the previous halacha, can't rebuild it because it's not that trough anymore. Omolai, let's say, says to him, Hashalini Shekistam, lend me a trough without specifying this, the net is in the breaks, then Yeshua Lebnoise, the bar could rebuild it. Omolai, let's say he tells him, Hashalini Mokim Shekis, lend me a place of a trough. So then, Imkonu Miyana Mashal, if they make an acquisition from the lender to that effect, Hareshoil Bain of Ahoylich Bekarka Mashal, then actually the bar could go and build and go in the land of the lender, Achatovaliyad Shekis, until he gets a trough, she'ef shel hashkes b'menem behemtoy arzeh, that could go and use it to water it for his animal or his land. Like he stipulated with the lender. He said a place for it, so he can go ahead and make it, because that's what he agreed to. Halacha yod, hashoyel pundik mechaber lelina. Someone borrows a motel, an inn, from his friend for sleeping overnight, same parches b'mechad, that loan is not less than one day. L'shvisav, let's say he says, lend me for the motel for a Shabbos. In Parchas Mishnah Yom, it's not less than 2 days, which is Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Let's say he says Linsum for a wedding. In Parchas Mishnah Yom, it's not less than 30 days. When the person gets married, the honeymoon is for at least that period of 30 days. Let's say he says, I need a jacket to go, a shirt to go to the house of mourning. That's Kadesh Yelich V'Yachs, the amount of time to go and come back, because the person doesn't usually spend a long time in the house of mourning. But if Shol Lebeis HaMishal, let's say he's borrowing the jacket, let's say go to a wedding, Kol Yisim then for the entire day. Shol Lasa HaMishal Shaloi, let's say he's borrowing the jacket for his own wedding, the name Pachas Mishav Yom, that's not less than 7 days, because the Yimei HaChuppah is what we call the Shev Brachos, extended for 7 days, and he's borrowing it for the whole 7 days of festivities.